So now, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter, Mrs. Christy Hutcherson, is the founder and lead voice of Women Fighting for America. WFFA was birthed to promote the truth about the Judeo-Christian foundations of government in America, to educate without bias, to protect the Constitution, and to provide a platform to spread the truth. But before I introduce her, I just want to throw out an observational thing I figured out in the last 4 years. Men, not you who are here, not you, not me, other people. Men have been watching a lot of ESPN, and women have been figuring out the Great Reset faster. This is what I've discovered. I find a lot of men who are really, you know, they're very aware of who's on the Spurs, and he's 7'4", and he's very tall, and holy crap, this guy could be the next coming of whatever, and LeBron James, who's better, LeBron or Kobe, or no, MJ's the best, and then the fantasy foot, and then women are like, pretty positive we shouldn't be drinking aspartame and injecting our kids with nanotechnology. And the men are like, you're crazy. You know, I just discovered this. I really do think it's the women. How many of you women have noticed this? How many men or women? How many of you noticed that the women seem to be the ones speaking up at scale right now? So my guess, my plea is, let's make sure the men, we men who are here, let's make sure that we're fighting, because I've noticed that the women are very involved, and I appreciate you, but I encourage all the men to get involved as well, okay? Stop watching ESPN when possible. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Christy Hutcherson. There she is.
Doing. Hello, Michigan. Listen, I usually come here and I give you guys incredible presentation about what's really going on in the world at the borders, a lot of counterintel, but I'm going to do something a little different today, so please bear with me. I was in prayer last week, and God moved my heart. I wrote a speech, and I'm not really good at standing still, as most of my friends know. These are not my words, these are his words. As Mel and many other people and Eric Trump and everybody that you've saw stood on this stage, we literally are in the most important election of our lifetime. We stand at a pivotal moment in our nation's history. The winds of change are upon us. And the time has come for us to take a very decisive stand. Today, I speak to you not just as a leader, but as a fellow patriot who believes in the strength, the resilience, and the indomitable spirit of this great nation. Our country faces an unprecedented challenge. The forces of globalism and the corruption of a deep state have woven a web of control that threatens the very fabric of our democracy. These forces seek to undermine our sovereignty and erode our freedoms and dictate our future from behind closed doors. Look around you. Every day, we witness this perverted corruption, this administration eroding the very fabric of our Constitution and our constitutional republic. They mock us. They tear us down. They tear our institutions down, and they remove or rewrite our history. The weaponization systems designed to uphold justice. They claim we are the threat of democracy, but my friends and fellow patriots, they are the threat. Under President Donald J. Trump, we witnessed a commitment to putting America first, defending our interests, upholding the values of America first. Yet he has been unjustly attacked, targeted by a weaponized legal system, and treated as a political prisoner. When did MAGA, Make America Great, become such an abomination or a threat? In stark contrast, we see figures like Joe Biden and his corrupt family and others like Hillary Clinton getting away with everything, with no justice. Our nation was built on the foundation of a sovereignty, of a government by the people, for the people, and of the people. This sovereignty is not just a legal principle. It is the very lifeblood of our democracy. It ensures that our destiny is determined by the collective will of the citizens, not by distant bureaucrats or international organizations and agendas that do not align with American values. Reclaiming our sovereignty means restoring the power to the people. It means ensuring that our laws reflect the will of the majority, protecting our borders and prioritizing our interests of our citizens above all else. Legal American citizens. Corruption is a cancer. It is a disease, and it eats away at the foundations of our society. It undermines trust in our institutions, skews the playing field, and it undermines trust in everything that we do. It also allows the few to benefit at the expense of many. This deep state, with its tentacles in various sectors of our government, has perpetrated this corruption, creating a system that serves itself rather than the people they were supposed to serve. We are witnessing the weaponization of our judicial system, our Department of Justice, to persecute the innocent, oppress our political opponents, and target legal American citizens who stand up and question that corrupt system. This goes as far as labeling us domestic terrorists. This is not American values. This is a banana republic. This is the final leg to erasing our constitutional values and dismantling of a nation. Consider Randy and Karen Sowers, Maryland dairy farmers, whose life savings were unjustly seized by the IRS. They stood up and made changes in IRS policies, protecting small business owners from similar abuses. Doreen Hendrickson from Michigan, from this great state, a woman refused to falsely change her tax returns and faced imprisonment, highlighting the critical need to stand against bureaucratic corruption. And the baker, Jack Phillips, a Colorado baker defending his religious beliefs in the Supreme Court, underscoring the importance of religious liberty. These stories of ordinary Americans remind us that combating corruption is essential to justice and integrity. Under President Donald J. Trump's leadership, we saw efforts to drain the swamp and bring accountability to Washington. And I know something about that. Worked there for over 25 years. They are corrupt on every level, Democrat, Republican, Independent alike. Yet this establishment fought back with all its might, revealing the depth of corruption. In contrast, Joe Biden's administration, with its numerous scandals and conflicts of interest, continue to evade justice. Now more than ever, we must remember that the strength of our nation lies not in the halls of power, but in the hands of the American people. We, the citizens of this great country, have the power and responsibility to stand against unconstitutional and corrupt leadership. This is our country, not theirs. And we must unite to save her from those who seek to undermine our Constitution and our values. Are we the only ones willing to fight like hell for this country? Are we the ones here today, the only ones prepared to stand for the freedom that was fought by our forefathers? Do you truly love this country and this nation? During the American Revolution, colonists overthrew British rule, securing our independence. In the civil rights movement, brave men and women like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks fought against racial injustice and segregation. And in 1989, which we just celebrated, that incredible day of bravery, in Tiananmen Square, an unknown named person stood, symbolizing the power of individual courage against oppression. Abraham Lincoln, he once reminded us, this country with its institution belongs to the people who inhabit it, not a government. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it or their revolutionary right to dismember or overthrow it. We are in a revolutionary moment. The real threat are them. They have infiltrated our governments at all levels. They are the plague, the disease, and the direct threat to our nation. We have a duty to the Constitution, a duty, America. A duty. We must stand against this menace. Will you stand or will you fall? Are you prepared to let the sacrifices of those who fought and died for the red, white, and blue be in vain? Am I the only one willing to stand for this country? Will you give a damn? Will you be willing to truly sacrifice for this great nation? What are you waiting for? We need an army. As a leader in this movement, I am calling right now across this great nation for every single American to stand. Millions of you, patriots, willing to stand on the edge of destiny. This is our destiny. This is our moment. These clowns, these Marxists will never, ever, ever stop marching to destroy this country. America is in the way, like Mel said. We need to no longer play by the rules. We need to play by their rules. We must stand and we must fight. Let us draw inspiration from these moments and commit to fighting for our nation's future by focusing on unity and action. We can reclaim our country from those who seek to tear it apart. The power lies with us, the citizens. It is time to exercise that power and make a stand. Now is the time to look deep in our souls. Regardless of our views about President Donald J. Trump, despite any personal dislikes or lies we've been told, we must elect him to restore America, free from the deep corruption of those who have been lifers in office, who have sold their souls in America for their personal power, greed, and gain and wealth, their obsession for a global society. We must stop the destruction before America is no longer. Her very existence will be eroded. And this election is the defining moment. Will she stand or will she fall into the abysmal darkness of globalism and dictatorship where real freedom is a distant memory? Look around you. Look into the eyes of your fellow Americans. Regardless of political backgrounds, the color of our skin, our different ideologies, we share a common bond, a love for our country, and a desire for a better future. This is our country, and this is our time. And it is up to us, nobody else, to protect her but us. We must stand together shoulder to shoulder and rise above the divisions that have been sown among us. We must demand accountability from our leaders and justice. We must not be silent in the face of corruption and injustice. We must act and we must act now. Imagine a future where our nation stands tall, free from the shackles of globalist agendas and the deep state corruption. A future where borders are secure, our economy is thriving, and our freedoms are protected. A future where our children can grow up in a country that rewards hard work, integrity, and the rule of law. This vision is not a distant dream. It is within our reach, but it requires us to come together to unite on a common purpose and to fight for the ideas that made our nation great. We must reclaim this nation. You must take concrete steps. Stay informed. Vote wisely. Take your neighbor. Do whatever you need to do. Engage in civic activities. Demand accountability. Promote unity. Defend the Constitution. Assemble and protest. And by golly, we're doing meetforamerica.org. And if you don't know anything about that, you need to go to meet4america.org because you're going to be trained by incredible human beings who are going to give you the tools you need to fight like hell for this nation. Show up in force. Let your voice be known. Don't cower. Take to the streets. Take up arms in the way for the revolutionary spirit to take back this country. The time for action is now, and we must rise to the challenge, defend our nation, and reclaim our future. This November, we have a critical decision to make. We must elect Donald J. Trump. This election is not about social issues. It's time to put those aside for right now. We must take the head of the snake, and we must crush her. And that is globalism. It's about preserving our sovereignty, our nation, and our freedom and real democracy. And make no mistake, the real threat is Joe Biden and all the cronies in the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the NATO, and all of those globalist elites who think they know better than us. This is our clarion call. Let us be the generation that refuses to let America fall into the hands of those who wish to dismantle her. Let us be the defenders of liberty, the guardians of our Constitution, and the champions of a brighter future. Stand up, speak out, and take action. Do not wait for others to defend our freedoms. Be the defenders of liberty yourself. Together, together we will claim our nation. Restore our values.
Sitting here,
the future of America is in our hands. This is our defining moment. Let us answer the call with courage and conviction. And I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song.
USA, I'm not the only one.
Don't be the only one.
Willing to fight.
Fight.
For my love of the red and white.
She means something. Those flags. She bled for you and your future and your children.
Watching the threads of old glory.
Don't let her fade. Fight.
I'm not the only one.
I know I'm not the only one. Stand up if we're not the only one. Are we together, America? Are we together in this fight to take our country back? We cannot let them win. There's more of us than them. There's power in the people. Power in unity. Power in the Lord Almighty God. God bless you guys and God bless this great nation.
Let's hear one more time for Miss Christy Hutcherson. All right.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen.